Let's speak to Christopher Nieper now, who is the managing director here. And Christopher, how much of a problem is fashion for the over 50s? You've got this survey saying 7 in 10 women think that there isn't fashion out there for them. Would you agree with that? Are they right to think like that?
Yes, good morning, Martin. It's quite true. Most shops in the high street do work or design for people who are younger. It's quite natural, perhaps, young people are designed for younger people. And maybe it's true that older people are not so well served. But, you know, I think that makes a great opportunity for British manufacturers. It's a bigger market, actually, the over 50s. The disposable income is greater. As you go through life, your costs drop away a little bit. Your children perhaps don't cost so much as they leave home. Perhaps you pay your mortgage off. And you get to a point in life when you want to choose quality rather than the cheapest possible. It's a question of buy once and buy well rather than buy cheap and throw away.
A lot of the products in this particular sewing room that we're in now are probably for slightly older women, as we've just seen a nightie being made there for somebody perhaps in their 60s, that's where it's aimed at. Where are you selling these products to?
Yes, we sell everything directly to the end customer over the internet or by post, by our catalogue. And we sell all over Europe and all over the world. But most of our customers are within Europe. And we sell to a very large database that we mail from here. Now, what would you like to know about our older customers?
Well, I mean, perhaps tell me why they're being ignored by the chains, maybe the supermarkets, but also the high street chains that make very fashionable items that a lot of younger people would go to get their fashion. Why aren't older people going to these sort of shops?
Well, they should be. It's a missed opportunity, isn't it? But I think it's very important to design clothes specifically for somebody who's 40 plus or 50 plus. And as you go through life, you change shape very slightly. So it's important for us to cut the patterns to fit the audience, the customers that we have, and make sure garments fit really well. And if you want to make something of a very high quality, you can use a high quality fabric. So what we're doing here is we're using the world's very best fabrics that are sourced all over the Alps, from Switzerland, from Germany, from Austria, etc. And we're cutting them into most beautiful, well-made garments, which is exactly what an older customer really seeks. And I think that's why we have an opportunity to make things here in Derbyshire.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Sir Christopher Nieper. And we'll just end by heading back to Alison, who's working on this garment at the moment. And I'll just leave you, Alina, with the sound of what could be my nightie being made.
Maybe your night being made. I'm not sure about your... Oh, that's a proper industrial sewing machine, that is, isn't it? Martin Williams of Britain-based David Nieper for us this morning. And having visited the place myself, what amazed me is because they supply straight to the end customer, as Christopher explained there, the people who have been responsible for making each garment write their names inside the label. So you'll have like the person who cut out the pattern, the person who sewed it up, the lace that's gone on them. They take a real involved personal commitment to each of them.